You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. I couldn't be more pleased by the presence for this segment of a very distinguished contributor to the national security and public policy debate. She is Dr. Kyron Skinner. She is a Glenn Campbell Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution and a founding director of the Center for International Relations and Politics at Carnegie Mellon University. She is the editor of several of the most important books in my library, dealing with Ronald Reagan, his life and letters, his various other writings, and she is an extraordinary intellect, and we're always delighted to have her with us. Welcome back, Dr. Skinner. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
You wrote recently in the New York Times that what President Obama really needed was a Secretary of Defense with a doctrine. He has now selected Ash Carter. Did he get a guy with a doctrine, do you think, or a guy who can hopefully help get the cart out of the ditch at the Defense Department at the very least?
Well, that's actually not an easy question to ask, and I'm glad you asked it. I think Ash Carter is in better position than Chuck Hagel was to craft out a coherent national security policy. But having said that, the issue is, can anyone craft a cohesive national security policy in the final 2 years of the Obama administration, given that the White House so tightly controls what happens in defense and in the foreign policy arena? This is particularly troubling because I'm not talking about constitutional officers like members of the cabinet, but political appointees, political operatives, chiefs of staff. These kinds of individuals are actually dictating much of what we call defense policy in the U.S. from their offices in the White House. That's what's being said in so many diverse corners that one has to take it seriously.
And coherence doesn't seem to be one of the leitmotifs of this particular team, I'm sorry to say. We're joined by Dr. Kyron Skinner. She is an eminent figure in the national security firmament, notably through her role as the Glenn Campbell Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution, and also as a senior member of the faculty of the Carnegie Mellon University. She directs its Center for International Relations and Politics, an author of numerous books and, needless to say, periodical contributions as well, including one in the New York Times on the 30th of November. And Dr. Skinner, with respect to this rocky road of the Secretary of Defense for the last 2 years of the Obama administration, clearly, he is going to have to assert himself with, I hope, a sound national security-minded view in distinction to what is passing for national security policy being made by the likes of Valerie Jarrett and, as you say, the chief of staff of the White House, Dennis McDonough, and, of course, Susan Rice. Why do you think he might be better equipped than Chuck Hagel was to do that? And what are the prospects that he will actually be able to come forward with a coherent plan?
Well, one of the reasons I think he'll be in a better position than the prior SecDefs is the fact that they paved the way for him. Things are just so bad now internationally for the United States, and the response has been so tepid, cautious, and confusing that it can only get better. And Chuck Hagel just this past weekend was in Afghanistan helping to reverse the administration's policy of drawing down very quickly in that country. The new president saying we actually need the United States to stay, and we've committed an additional 1,000 troops above the more than 9,000 that we were to keep in the country in 2015. Given the fact that we've got ISIS and its dominance in northern Iraq, Afghanistan, with a president who's very clear that the U.S. is needed, NATO, which is not NATO members who aren't sure how much they're willing to commit to the long-term Afghanistan project, a Secretary of Defense will be a much more important figure than he has been in the past, because the administration is in the process of reversing its prior policies all across the broader Middle East.
I hope one of the other places that they will reverse their policies, Dr. Skinner, is an area that I think you've been very concerned about, as have I, for many years, and that is our nuclear deterrent forces. I believe Ash Carter actually, despite his upbringing in Cambridge, has been fairly robust on the need to address serious deficiencies that have been allowed to emerge, the atrophying, really, of our deterrent. How important is it that we get that ship turned around, that policy of basically ridding the world of nuclear weapons, starting with ours, which I think has been the leitmotif of the Obama administration to date?
Well, I think we will get someone who has more hawkish credentials on nuclear issues than we've seen in the Obama National Security Team. As you know, Ash Carter played an important role during the Clinton years on helping Russia get rid of thousands of its nuclear weapons and working to develop security relationships with former Soviet bloc countries, some of whom later joined NATO. So I think he has an intuitive understanding, given his earlier work on the broader Russia problem, the nuclear issue, and I don't think that he will want to preemptively give up U.S. nuclear forces, given his understanding, his long-term, really decades-long understanding of Russian engagement with the leadership there, both in and outside of government. That's one bright spot in having him as the new Secretary of Defense. He'll be up and running on that issue in particular.
Yeah. Well, we'll be watching that one closely, as I know will you, Dr. Kyron Skinner. Doctor, let me also ask you to reflect on something that's much on my mind. I don't know if it's doctrine on our part so much as it's a strategy, and it certainly is a question of whether we're alive to the nature of the doctrine that our most immediate enemies, who I would describe as adherents to this ideology of Sharia, this supremacist Islamic program. The question is, as a serious student of Ronald Reagan, and notably with your books, Reagan in His Own Hand and Reagan, A Life in Letters, you have been very mindful of some of his insights as well as some of his plans. And one of the most important of them, it seemed to me, was National Security Decision Directive 75, which, as you know, laid out the blueprint for taking down the Soviet Union. I'm wondering whether it might not be a useful model, need to be adapted, of course, but a useful model for addressing what we're confronting today, another totalitarian ideology, if you will, sworn to our destruction.
Actually, I hadn't thought about it that way, but in fact, I think there is a relevance to NSDD 75 and other national security decision directives of the Reagan administration, some dealing with terrorism as well. Reagan had he crystallized the prior Cold War thinking in NSDD 75 in this particular way. He felt that it was necessary to establish very clearly what the goals would be for the United States if it had a military buildup. And in his view, it was really to transform the international system away from the rigid Cold War and to have the Soviet Union join the community of free states. It wasn't put exactly in those terms in NSDD, but when you read the speeches surrounding that classified document at the time, it was clear that Reagan wanted to win in the Cold War. We have not decided in the war on global terror that we want to defeat radical Islam and the installation of Sharia law all over the globe. And until we really get a firm understanding of what our objectives are, I don't think we can have an effective Syria policy and Iraq policy. It'll be difficult to make the case to the American public that we're in fact going to be in Afghanistan much longer at greater military strength with more military involvement than we had stated just earlier this year. And so getting to the core of what we plan to do with radical Islam can be really inspired by what NSDD 75 stated about the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and we're hard at it at the Center for Security Policy. Look forward to working with you in that regard, among others. Dr. Kyron Skinner, thank you so much for the work that you do at the Hoover Institution and at Carnegie Mellon University in my old hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Keep it up. Come back to us again, if you would, very soon. Next up, Gal Luft joins us. We'll talk with him about Saudi Arabia's economic warfare against the United States. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.